Talk to me no matter what you feel. It'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My podcast, as always, is sponsored by two sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company designed around John Boyd's OODA Loops to help you make more effective and efficient decisions as you go forward. Creative Technology and Innovation. The other sponsor of this is my novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet somebody that's so amazing, so wonderful, so nice, so kind, so considerate that you think there's no way this person is real. There's no way this person is this nice, this kind, this considerate. But in the end, they are. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. So today I'm going to add a little bit about my recently posted Hub Pages article on artificial intelligence, in particular around the concept of machine intelligence and adaptation, where we add or augment human beings with information and data produced by AI, where AI, or machine intelligence as I like to call it, generates information that is utilized by the human in a format where they are able to successfully be able to consume that information, to reuse that information, and ultimately in the end, that information then provides a better answer for the human being. So let's talk about a couple of examples where I think this is good. I have a couple in the white paper, and I'm adding a couple more in the blog. And the reason for adding more in the blog has to do more with the reality of I just don't have enough space in doing the white paper, because the white paper is limited to about 1,000-1,500 words, and I don't want to overkill that. And so what happens is I end up trimming things that I would normally have included. In particular, for augmentation today, the things that we are thinking about and looking at, the augmentations that I am considering, are twofold. I mean, the easy one for me right now is traffic. If you think about traffic, there is a lot of value proposition in the concept of having an AI or machine intelligence manage traffic. That's an easy one. But there are a number of other ways that machine intelligence can build and deliver solutions that will ultimately benefit human beings. One of the ones and one of the areas, one of the structural places that I feel like machine intelligence can really provide a lot of value is truly the area of machine intelligence in a classroom, where if you think about what machine intelligence is today, it's trained on large language models, right? It's got this concept of I have ultimately, you know, access to the internet. And in having access to the internet, I know everything humans have ever talked about, right? Well, or not everything, but quite a few things. The advantage of using a machine intelligence system in a classroom, not to replace teaching assistants, but to augment what teaching assistants can do, is fairly significant. If you think first, that machine intelligence infrastructure will have heard 50,000 iterations of the question the kid is asking, right? They've heard what the kid's asking, because not everybody asks questions in exactly the same way. You know, if we consider the reality of dialect, we consider the reality of where you were when you grew up, we consider all of those variables in this concept of communication. You know, ultimately what happens is that people communicate differently. They say things differently. They do things differently. They view things differently. And so they ask questions differently. One person saying, may I have that? They may say it differently than may I have that. And then there's probably 50 different ways that the person can say that and share that information. So, you know, kind of as we head down this path of what's next and how do things work, you know, I think machine intelligence could greatly augment the classroom. In particular, it will augment the classroom in the sense that it will be able to provide a better view to organizations and people as we go forward, because they'll be able to be there all the time, right? The teaching assistant and the teacher will go around to individual students and the machine intelligence system will be there all the time, right? It will always be on, always be interacting with the kids. So effectively, what you do is you increase the instructional time for each student while maintaining the interpersonal connection that they need and require with the teacher and the teaching assistant. So that's an area where I feel like there's a significant opportunity to improve, a significant opportunity for things to be better. Another area where I think things can significantly be better, and is already happening, is in the area of medical research, where the machine intelligence runs out and tries to find, 100,000 variations of problems in order to kind of move forward to see a better way of how to deal with, how to, be a component piece of that research. So that's another area that I'm excited, I think will ultimately be a great opportunity for, machine intelligence to engage, to be involved, to be part of the process, part of the solution, as it were. And then, of course, you got all the other variations. One of the big things for me, I suspect, will be this concept of AI-driven meeting note-taking, where the AI literally listens, captures the words, and takes notes for the meeting. There are a few products out there today. They're interesting. They don't do a good job yet. They probably do an average to mediocre job. But if you look at this concept, it's going to get better. That's the beauty of this machine intelligence system, is as the machine intelligence gets better, then, underneath engine gets better, then the car gets better, right? You can put a Ferrari engine in a Volkswagen. The Volkswagen isn't likely to be able to reach the same speeds as a Ferrari would, because a Ferrari is more aerodynamic. It's designed for that engine, and it has the transmission and the other pieces, parts that would make it more efficient. But you can make that Volkswagen a lot faster with a Ferrari engine in it. So, if we think about this as a process going forward, it's certainly something that we want to keep an eye on as we go forward. The beauty of machine intelligence is it's going to continue to get better. The reality of machine intelligence is it's got a lot of getting better to do. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.